Well, this last election cycle, speaking of Americans for Prosperity, AFP Kansas reached more than 200,000 Kansans across the state. Think of that, 200,000 Kansans through door knocking, calls, as well as digital and mail campaigns. AFP Kansas was able to support candidates who will drive economic progress, cut regulatory red tape, and grow access to the right kind of freedom of choice healthcare. This is why I say if you want to make your voice heard, you need to work with AFP Kansas. With us now to tell us about their efforts this last cycle and what they're hoping to, you know, maybe accomplish this next session is Elizabeth Patton with Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Elizabeth, nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Thank you. And thank you for the invitation. Glad to be here.
Well, I didn't realize that number that until I saw that press release, 200,000 people. I mean, I knew you guys were doing a lot of door knocking and a lot of outreach, but holy cow, that's a lot of doors.
Yep. That's a lot of doors. It was a lot of doors. I am so proud of that number, and we couldn't have done it without our volunteers and our staff. And I know you and Marlena helped a ton, and it's just every door matters and those conversations matter. And we feel like that was such a big difference. Something that we just do a little differently. Not that other people don't knock doors, but we had a lot of doors, and that's a lot of, that's a lot of the focus of what we think makes a huge difference and cuts through the noise of all of the mail and digital, which we also do. But it's those conversations that really matter.
Yeah, it does. And having the systems in place, the apparatus that can organize it makes a big difference. You can door knock. I mean, I know candidates that, you know, oh, I get my information from the voter office and I download my voter ID and then I just go knocking. That's not as effective as targeted voter analytics. And that I know how you guys work. Trust me. I know the system and that makes such a difference to have targeted voters. If people haven't done it, they don't understand what I'm talking about, but literally you can go down a street and you're not doing every house. You know exactly right. What you're doing.
Right. It's targeted. It's strategic. And we're trying to make the most of everybody's time. And that matters. And we're trying to talk to the right people and have the right conversations. And it has made for some incredible stories that we've had over the election cycle and been able to answer questions and educate folks on what's really going on. And you and I both know, like, you talk about what's really going on, but so much in the media doesn't, right?
Right.
I mean, we can send out press releases all the time and they don't tell our story all that often. But when we're able to go door to door and have those conversations with folks, we're able to talk about what we see under the dome and at the Capitol and why, you know, what they hear about with the votes and what goes on is sometimes different than the reality. And we get to talk about that. That matters.
We're talking with Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity Kansas. And, you know, it's funny that you say that we talk about what matters. There's still in media outlets that are, particularly the left and the mainstream media outlets in some of the newspapers, that are talking about the things that it's like they didn't learn from this election. They still talking about some of the race and the woke. You know, they don't realize that the issues that mattered most to voters were immigration, particularly like with some of President Trump's right. appointments. They're not realizing right. the tax cuts, spending. I mean, I just saw again today, Laura Kelly tweeted about the importance of Medicaid expansion. And I really yeah. wanted to respond to her and say, didn't you spend $2 million and your only win was defeating your own minority leader?
I mean, you know. That was it. That was it. That was her only win. Her only win was making somebody who didn't even work across the aisle all that often, but occasionally would have those conversations.
Right.
But you know, sending him packing as well as some others, and that's really sad.
Yeah,
it's sad to me.
It's kind of laughable. She spent upwards of $3 million, and she did was actually lose 3 House seats and 2 Senate seats. I mean, yep. It's, you know, with those kind of numbers, most people get fired.
Right. Know, oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, we never had anybody talk to us about Medicaid expansion
no.
before, and they just, it did not come up. And I just am amazed at that. But you're right. People are concerned about the cost of living in our state, and we have solutions ready to go to make our state a place where we can live, work, thrive, and be here for the long term. And, you know, it's like people are right. We don't have the kind of mountains in Colorado, and we don't have a beach, but Kansas is fantastic. And, you know, we also don't need to have the highest taxes in the region and have, you know, government spending. We don't need to be the most governed state per capita in the contiguous United States. That right. is a silly, that's a silly place to be.
Well, you're right. We do need to, I mean, we have a great place to live, but we need to be able to afford to stay here.
Correct.
And you know, another thing I never heard when I was knocking and my wife was knocking, we never heard people say, you know what we really need? We want the Chiefs here. We should build them a new stadium.
Well,
I mean, I'm sorry. I know there are a lot of people who liked it, but I know I've got a lot of allies on both sides of this issue, but you know what I mean? And I like, I don't get me wrong. If they come, that's great. I just don't know I'm trying to stay out of that issue, but I never heard anybody clamoring for it at the doors is my point.
No, they weren't. That wasn't a make or break issue for voters at all.
It was cool. Don't get me wrong. It was cool. People liked the idea. And if they come, great. But it wasn't a major issue. Nobody was voting on that issue.
No.
So now
that was not informing that at all. No,
now that we've got this super majority, what do you want to see them do with it?
Yeah, what I'd love to see them do with it is, you know, what they've already started, I'm so proud of them, is they have already started taking the budget kind of back from the office of the governor and making some strides to reset what that looks like. And I think that's an incredible step in the right direction to make sure that we are being smart and efficient with taxpayer dollars. And that is so possible. You know, state government has ballooned in size over 60% in the last 12 years, and it doesn't need to be that big. We can find those efficiencies and state government can still operate well. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. So I hope that that budget process continues and the legislature is able to find those efficiencies and eliminate waste, which is what voters want. We know number one. Number two, I'd like to continue a path down smart tax reductions for Kansans to make sure they get to keep more of their hard-earned money. I want to see continued efforts towards making sure we have lower energy costs. We're still really high on energy costs in the region. And we want to make it easy to do business here and get a job here and have lots of innovative jobs and have companies eager to come here. And a lot of what that looks like can be things like regulatory sandboxes that doesn't cost taxpayers any money at all, but it's opening up the opportunity for folks who have some really cool ideas for our state and being open for business.
Well,
so eliminating some of that red tape.
I know that you guys will be there bringing attention to it. I'm sure we will have you on the show multiple times as we go into next session. One thing I want to encourage my listeners, you know, I mentioned in the monologue, I talked about this. It's a small thing. I know I've harped on it before about the $500,000 porta potties that the city of Wichita is thinking of doing, but it's so indicative of just this kind of nonsense. And Councilmember Dalton Glasscock just texted me and he said, if people want to start getting active, invite them to their city council meeting, which is coming up Tuesday night, the 19th at 6 p.m., because they need conservative support. And that's the kind of stuff that you guys help to do. But we need to, you know, we need to be involved as conservatives. If we're not loud, the left gets loud. We need to get loud.
And you're exactly right. You know, the left is loud.
Yep.
And as we saw in the election, like, they're not in the majority here in our state.
No.
But it is imperative that folks are not complacent, they're not apathetic, and they make their voices heard, because they can't assume that elected officials just know where they stand. They have to provide that support and make sure that they are contacting their elected officials and letting them know either thank you or no, this is what we want you to do. We want you to be more efficient and not wasteful with taxpayer dollars, et cetera, et cetera. Those things matter greatly. Yep. And absolutely, go to your city council meetings, get involved, be a part of the solution. And it doesn't have to be hard. It can be very simple, a few small things, but one voice, one email, it can make a big difference.
Yeah, we can't afford to be the silent majority anymore because they're too loud. They may be the minority, but they're a loud minority.
They
Elizabeth, if folks want to get involved, if they want to volunteer, if they want to get activated, the best way is AmericansForProsperity.org and then on social media, correct?
It is. It absolutely is. Find us on Instagram, X, or on Facebook and reach out that way, or go to our website and sign up to volunteer. And we just are opening a new office in Wichita. Be on the lookout for an open house around the holidays where we'll be able to, you can come meet some of our staff down there, and we'll have a good opportunity to get involved and know what's coming. But please let us know you want to help and sign up to volunteer, reach out on social media, and we'd love to connect with you and give you some good things that make a huge difference.
Fantastic, Elizabeth. Thank you again, and I doubt I'll talk to you before. I might talk, but if not, I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a blessed week, and we'll talk soon.